Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Ed Bell with you. And now, Chef Norman Van Aken gives us a word on food.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is corn tortillas. A Mexican boy of 20 or so in long baggy shorts with a baseball hat is cooking my eggs while his mother rapidly peels potatoes with a curved blade, flicking the peels away from her into a bowl while she giggles at the conversation she's having with him. I can see them clearly through the kitchen that has almost no walls in this Mexican restaurant in Homestead. His sister is skinny, but with curves too. The light is better in this restaurant than the one we are used to going to, and the eggs are more properly cooked, with the yolks unbroken and sunny yellow. The beans carry the flavor of good lard. A tamale is a simple thing, oftentimes the blandest thing, but this one contains homemade, braised, and then crisped up pork. It delivers a firm kiss of texture, which differentiates it from the supple, smooth casing of the gentle corn mush. The skill with which the mother cuts those potatoes makes me feel confidence in this place overall, and that she is smiling while she does it, even though this is Sunday morning and probably her seventh day of work this week. After careful deliberation, I've decided that the best food of all in the house is the corn tortillas. The simplest things are almost always the best way to determine the quality of almost anything, certainly a restaurant. The tortillas smelled of corn. That sounds simplistic, but so many commercially made tortillas have dulled our expectations of homemade and handmade things, and these tortillas were clearly made by someone's own hands. I asked the young girl if they made the tortillas there. She said yes, and with her head, she pointed to the woman in the back and said, "She makes them. Gloria, my mother." Jose Coronel Urteco wrote in A Text on Corn that the tortilla is at one and the same time a plate, a meal, and spoon or scoop. It can be eaten by itself or can accompany other foods. It is the perfect everyday food. Tortillas morph into other words when they are used in different applications. The pupusas are one. They are a traditional Salvadoran dish made from slightly thicker corn tortillas, handmade, of course, and filled with variations on cheese, pork, or refried beans. Tostadas are another performance artist for the reliable tortillas. Here the tortillas act as an open-faced sandwich, although a tad trickier to eat than the simple taco. I love the variations of textures attainable when the tortilla is not almost shut. Flautas are pretty little, cylindrically shaped examples of the way a tortilla can be used. Flautas translates as flutes, and the music they make will make you want to eat them in a cantina with a mariachi band. My wife, Janet, makes her own version of enchiladas. It brings a smile to my face to see how authentically she does them. You see, when she was 18, I took her to her first Mexican restaurant, and she was so insecure about the foreign-sounding food that she ordered a grilled cheese sandwich off the children's menu. Times have changed for Janet. I love the name of the one called gorditas, or little fatties. They are of pure Mexican birthright and are named, not so hard to guess why, because they are a bit overstuffed. Alas, at the moment, I am not. And all of this talk of such things has fueled an immense need to go out in search of, you guessed this as well, corn tortillas. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Norman Van Aken is the author of My Key West and is also the director of restaurants for the Miami Culinary Institute and Tuyo in downtown Miami. Please tune in tomorrow morning at 8:34 on Weekend Edition to hear Souse. And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, it's been too long, sir.
And it has been way too long, but it's always great to talk to you and to talk to the listeners.
Let's find out what's going on in the fabulous Florida Keys.
In the fabulous Florida Keys, Ed, I'll tell you something. We are chock-filled with activities, and let's go ahead and give it a start here. Number one, now through November 30th, the Key West Art and Historical Society is presenting Depicting Hemingway, Guy Harvey Sketches the Old Man and the Sea. And this is on exhibition at the Key West Custom House, located at 281 Front Street. Now, these are 59 original pen and ink drawings, and of course, they follow the storyline of Ernest Hemingway's famous novel, The Old Man and the Sea. Of course, Guy Harvey is one of the world's finest marine wildlife artists. Now, this weekend down in Key West, it is the Southernmost Marathon and Half Marathon. It's presented by Pat Croce's Rum Barrel. Gives you the opportunity either to run that 26.2-mile marathon or 13.1 miles. There's fabulous ocean and golf views, as well as the iconic Key West landmark. The full weekend of events includes the race on Saturday and a Sunday paddleboard race for the Special Olympics of Monroe County. Now, in Key Largo this weekend, Ed, the second annual Downtown Key Largo Songfest. There is a weekend music festival that will be including three live venues of more than a dozen entertainers playing simultaneously over two nights. And those venues include the Pilot House, Bayside Grill, and Sharky's Pub. In Isla Mirada, taking a look at next weekend, Thursday, October 17th, the Mirada Way Arts and Cultural District presents the Third Thursday Art Walk. Showcases the fine arts, music, and culinary nuances of the Purple Isles. Of course, this is all between mile marker 81 and 82. All the galleries are open. There are artists. There are food vendors. It's just a great, great time. Thursday, October 17th, and every third Thursday of the month. And it is that time of the year in Key West. It is the 34th annual Fantasy Fest, October 18th to the 27th. It is an outrageous 10-day costuming and masking celebration. This year themed superheroes, villains, and beyond. And they feature flamboyant costume competitions, including one for pets, promenades, street fairs, and the Captain Morgan Fantasy Fest Parade on Saturday, October 26th. And this year's Grand Marshal is endurance swimmer Diana Nyad.
All right.
And you'll remember that in early September, Diana Nyad, on her fifth try, successfully completed a swim from Havana to Key West.
Bravo, gal.
Ed, and we're coming up on another annual ritual. It is the opening of the stone crab claw eating season, stone crab claw harvest season in the Florida Keys. You know, the Keys account for some 40% of all stone crab claws that are harvested in the state of Florida. They are a renewable resource. The fisherman takes legal-sized claws, returns the crab's body to the water, and they regenerate claws. Now, in celebration of the opening of the stone crab harvest season, on Saturday, October 19th, in Marathon, the third annual stone crab eating contest. This will be held at Keys Fisheries. You know something? How fast can you crack and cleanly consume 25 stone crab claws, Ed?
Yikes. I don't know. Give me a couple of days.
You know what? You can give me a couple of minutes. Anyway, you can either enter this contest either as an individual or a team competition. So, Ed, you and I can enter. I can be cracking, and you can be eating.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Anyway, great opportunity to eat some tasty stone crab claws, and also all the proceeds go to the Dolphin Research Center. Now, if you don't want to crack stone crab claws, maybe you want to carve pumpkins. It's Halloween, after all. And so on Saturday, October 19th, up in Key Largo, the annual underwater pumpkin carving contest offered up by the Amore Dive Resort. And several prizes, such as dive trips, are awarded to the most creative jack-o'-lanterns that are carved underwater. And back down to Key West, at the Key West Burlesque on October 19th presents Hero. This burlesque musical is set to the greatest rock and roll songs of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, follows a young samurai warrior and a tea house temptress as they sing and dance their way to fame and fortune, until, of course, love gets in the way. I guess you just got to see the performance to really understand it, Ed. And back up to Key Largo, Ed, the October 25th Pilot House Pirate Bash celebrates the adventurous and carefree life of a pirate. It's a one-day bash with rum and grub specials, of course, located at the Pilot House Restaurant in Key Largo. Down to Key West, October 30th through November 3rd, it's time to celebrate Jimmy Buffett. It is the annual Parrothead in Paradise Meeting of the Minds Convention, and it's all highlighted by a Friday, November 1st, Margaritaville Street Festival. You know something, Ed? once in a while, and we never know when, but sometimes Jimmy Buffett actually makes an appearance because his Coral Reefers band is there. Will he be there this year? I don't know. You just got to be there and find out. Back up to Key Largo, Ed, October 31st to November 1st, the Rocky Horror Show. Let's do the time warp again at the Murray E. Nelson Government and Cultural Center located at mile marker 102 Bayside. Fabulous production set here, and showtimes and tickets information are available on that Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com, of course. And Ed, down the Overseas Highway, just a little bit to Isla Mirada, November 1 to the 3rd, the inaugural Art McKee Day celebrates the Keys treasure hunting heritage. The History of Diving Museum is presenting this celebration as part of a new Dive into History quarterly event series. It's a three-day commemoration. It'll include film screenings, reception parties, contests, special guests, children's activities, education opportunities, and so much more. There's a Saturday treasure hunt that's planned as well. I'll tell you something, what a great way to honor Art McKee, an important figure in Keys history, as well as a pioneer in the international field of shipwreck salvage and underwater archaeology. Much more information, Ed, on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council always has fabulous information about the beautiful Florida Keys. Thank you, Andy, and great weekend.
And great weekend to you as well.
There will be two upcoming art exhibits in Miami to benefit the Center for Great Apes Sanctuary. November 9th at Pinecrest Gardens, December 5th at Miami Rum Club in Wynwood. For more information, go to centerforgreatapes.org or call 863-767-8903. And the free Soundscape Cinema Series continues at the Miami Beach Soundscape ExoStage on the corner of 17th Street and Washington Avenue on Miami Beach. They feature movies each week that begin at 8 o'clock. And coming up this Wednesday on October 16th, Les Miserables. And on the 23rd, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. For more info, go to mbculture.com or call 305-673-7577. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our new beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner. We'd also like to thank our great contributors, Charles Greenfield, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.